This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanesan with Kusu Chuang and Noel Lim in the studio this morning. And before we get into our main story, we are running a poll on Twitter right now. Are you satisfied with how the government has been handling the COVID-19 pandemic? And right now we've got 41% saying yes, 40% saying somewhat, and 18% saying no. And actually, we're in about 15 minutes, about 10 minutes, we've got the Breakfast Grill where Noel will be speaking to the former health minister, Dato Sri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad. So be sure that stay tuned to that. It's going to be a fascinating conversation. But right now, we're taking a look at the banks. Fitch Ratings has revised the Malaysian banking sector outlook to negative from stable, which they say reflects the increasingly adverse domestic operating conditions.
Yeah, obviously, fortunes of banks are tied to the people that they lend to the companies that they lend to as well. So as we are aware, a lot of businesses will be affected by this four-week movement control order that we have imposed nationwide. Really, we want to do that because we want to flatten the curve, right? Stop the problem of the virus outbreak. But with elevated uncertainty economically over policy continuity, and so with the change in government in February, also that added some uncertainty, and also the plunge in oil prices, right, which is concerning for a country like us.
Yeah, so basically the triple whammy that we've talked about, the oil prices, the political uncertainty, and the MCO and the COVID-19. Now, for more on this, we speak to Willie Tonotto, Director in Fitch Ratings Asia-Pacific Banking Team. Willie, thank you for taking the time to speak to us this morning. Now, what precipitated the revision of the Malaysian banking sector outlook from stable to negative?
Hi, good morning. So the pandemic has had a wide range of very negative impacts, from a sharp slowdown in global economic growth to tension in the financial markets and a physical shutdown across many economies. This will adversely affect bank performance in 2020 and likely into 2021. So in March, Fitch conducted a region-wide review of all banking systems in Asia-Pacific, and we concluded that all of the 17 markets we cover now carry a negative outlook. So Malaysia was one of the 10 other markets, one of 10 markets whose sector outlook was downgraded. The other seven were already negative to begin with.
Right. So so our central bank, Bank Negara, says that the bank asset quality is sound. That's what they say for February. But at your end, is there a growing concern over asset quality for the banks in Malaysia?
Banks' asset quality in Malaysia has been sound. NPL ratios have been one of the lowest, has been near a record low for the last couple of years. But yes, there is clearly a growing concern with asset quality for the banks. With the economic outlook deteriorating at the pace that it has, asset quality is certainly one of the primary channels of transmission and is one of the key issues we are monitoring closely.
Willie, prior to the virus emerging in America, the U.S. Federal Reserve ran stress tests on all America's banks, and it became clear that a global pandemic was not one of the permutations involved in that stress test. Now, do you think now is the time for not just Malaysia, but also ASEAN banks to undergo such stress tests to basically ensure that their balance sheets are going to be able to withstand such a crisis?
I think there are lots of moving parts in play. When we speak to the banks around the region, many of them have already conducted such a stress test when the situation became clear that it was not going to be a short one that ends in February. So yes, they have done this test to various degrees, but it is not a very centrally led one where everybody assumes the same parameters. So it depends on the management outlook of each bank.
So really, what sectors do you see particularly vulnerable here?
Initially, sectors related to tourism and travel were impacted most and most directly. However, as the pandemic spread globally and with Malaysia under a four-week movement control order, the impact is effectively economy-wide now. Right? In such an environment, clearly the retail sector, the hospitality sector, will be under a lot of pressure. Depending on the duration of the shutdown and whether that translates to rising unemployment and lower incomes, the household sector will also be a source of concern. Finally, you talked about it just now, energy prices have plummeted, so the upstream oil and gas sector is facing a double whammy, and with it, supporting services in adjacent industries may also be vulnerable.
So given this vulnerability, what about earnings growth for banks this year?
Bank profitability is under very significant pressure. Firstly, in this environment, there's probably not going to be too much balance sheet growth. Lending margins are also falling in line with the policy rate cuts. Credit provisioning costs, even if they get deferred under the moratorium, are also brewing in the background. I'm not sure there are too many banks forecasting earnings growth in 2020.
Willie, if Fitch, along with Moody's and S&P, further downgrade sectors, which that could then result in higher borrowing costs, wouldn't this result in a further downward spiral, more of a death spiral for banks in terms of that going forward? And I think more importantly as well, do you think that the ratings agencies might be more lenient in such extenuating circumstances?
I can only speak for Fitch. Well, number one, we should clarify that what was downgraded this time was the industry outlook, not their rating outlook. The ratings have not changed as of today. Now, if the ratings were to change, then yes, potentially that might reflect in their borrowing costs. However, one of the purposes that we serve is to provide a transparent view and credit assessment of issuers and borrowers. So we need to reflect the changing environment. And if very strong banks in other economies are also getting downgraded, then naturally you will assume that some of these things have to move down the curve too.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the likelihood of a ratings change downgrade?
Across the region, we have already initiated a series of downgrades for some of the banks that we cover. And we are continuing to conduct reviews of each of the major banking systems that are in our portfolio. I cannot give you a level of probability, but all of this have to go through rigorous assessment by a rating committee.
Yeah, Willie, very quickly, and a little bit of an off-piste question. Will Fitch, in terms of looking at the way sovereign credit ratings are being assessed, Malaysia not excluded, Singapore not excluded, Indonesia not excluded, will ratings agencies like Fitch be more lenient in the way they look at sovereign ratings going forward, again, given these extenuating circumstances?
I am in the banking research team. I'm not in the sovereign team, so I cannot speak for our sovereign analysts. But there is a very transparent criteria that would be followed. I don't think we have that discretion to be extra lenient or stringent, depending on the circumstances.
So we're coming back to the banking sector. What will the impact on the banking sector be for the six-month automatic moratorium given to the consumer and SME loans? I think this has been a bit of a talking point this week.
That's right. So the moratorium in Malaysia is very extensive and is likely to have several important ramifications. Firstly, the moratorium is preventing an immediate jump in loan impairments in the more vulnerable sectors, and it will be important in instilling domestic market confidence. However, you will not be able to fully reverse the significant shocks caused by the coronavirus-related disruptions to economic activity, which should be felt by the banks this year and next. Secondly, the moratorium will mean that repayments on the majority of the bank's portfolio would cease. So, meanwhile, they will continue to pay interest on their deposits and borrowings. The banks will continue to disburse new loans and pay operating overheads, etc. So this would be a significant drain on their liquidity. At the moment, banks have ample liquidity, but the absence of these inflows means that banks will not be able to redeploy the funds to pursue other opportunities.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning, Willie. That was Willie Tonato, director in the Fitch Ratings Asia Pacific Banking Team, and really highlighting that essentially no growth this year on the earnings side for banks, and some of the areas that he highlighted that would be a bit more troubled in terms of where the loans are.
Well, clearly the energy sector would be one, retail, hospitality, tourism, anything travel related would be another. And I mean, the whole issue about earnings growth at banks is basically a non-event, because how can it do better than last year? It's virtually impossible.
Yeah, and it takes a real imagination to even make that possible. So I think even Moody's Investor Services, they have also downgraded Malaysia's banking system to negative from stable, I think to reflect growing risks from the coronavirus outbreak and possibly a prolonged movement control order.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge risk of mortgage defaults. And when you look at the housing sector, which is huge, it's not just housing, right? It's everything. It's a high purchase for cars, mortgage housing, mortgage loans for housing, commercial loans. And you know, if everybody's affected, you would have to also assume that the ability to pay down those obligations would also be impaired.
All right, that's all we got for here. But right now, we're going into a few messages. And then when we come back, it'll be the 8 a.m. news bulletin. Following that, Noel Lim will be speaking to Dato Sri Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, former health minister, on The Breakfast Grill for his thoughts on how the government is dealing with COVID-19 and where he sees the efforts on flattening the curve. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.